Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
I don't know if it's my imagination, but it seems to me professionally that a great deal of attention these days is focusing on the gastrointestinal system, both with transplants of feces and probiotics. You've chosen a poem this month from the New England Journal of Medicine, which is looking at probiotic. I'm going to just give a little bit of background, and then we'll look. It's one particular group of people, which is kids with gastroenteritis. So acute gastroenteritis, as listeners will be familiar, is defined by increased stool frequency, usually more than three loose or watery stools in a 24-hour period, with or without vomiting, usually lasts much less than a week and certainly not longer than 2 weeks. The diarrhea that lasts more than 14 days is a whole different beast. We call that persistent or chronic diarrhea, and it has a whole different approach to workup, et cetera. Acute viral gastroenteritis, usually self-limited. It's treated with supportive measures that we are all familiar with. Antimicrobial agents not indicated for viral gastroenteritis, but perhaps in the absence of stool cultures and documentation, when there is a bloody gastroenteritis, they may play a role. Is there a role for probiotics? Many diarrheal diseases are certainly associated with alterations of the intestinal microbiota. An attempt at modifying this has altered this bacterial population. May be worth considering even when the infectious cause is suspected but not proven. So probiotics, at least in theory, might help reestablish normal intestinal flora. It might suppress the growth of potentially pathogenic microorganisms, maybe doing this by producing lactic acid, which favors the establishment of an acidic flora. Anyways, this article that you found came from the New England Journal of Medicine. It was published toward the end of 2018. It starts on page 2002. It attempts to answer the question, is the probiotic lactose rhamnosus safe and effective for the treatment of acute gastroenteritis in young children? Mark, this was a randomized controlled trial. What did they find?
Yeah, this was a study of probiotics. We also have prebiotics now. We have, of course, antibiotics. And the studies of probiotics in kids with acute gastroenteritis have been mixed in the past, and they've often been industry funded or on the small side or had methodologic problems like failure to mask. So this was a large, well-designed randomized trial. Kids aged 3 months to 4 years, they all had at least three watery stools per day for less than 7 days, so acute gastroenteritis. They were excluded if they had contraindications to probiotics, so things like immunocompromise, chronic steroid use, prematurity, chronic GI disease. They were then randomized to get the probiotic Lactobacillus rhamnosus GG or placebo once a day for 5 days. There were a total of 971 kids randomized. Almost all completed the study. Median age was 1.5 years, about half were female, and the median duration of diarrhea before starting the study was just over 2 days. After 14 days, the likelihood of moderate to severe symptoms based on a standard scale was almost identical between groups, 11.8 versus 12.6%. There was also no difference between groups with regards to secondary outcomes, like how long the diarrhea lasted or the frequency of stools per day. There was actually a bit more wheezing in the probiotic group, 5 kids versus 0, which was statistically significant, but kind of clinically small. So bottom line, treatment with the probiotic Lactobacillus rhamnosus, GG, doesn't result in faster symptomatic improvement or less moderate to severe diarrhea in young kids with acute gastroenteritis. So at least this probiotic in this for this indication doesn't appear to be effective.
Mark, let me put you on the spot here for a second. To your knowledge, off the top of your head, is there any role for probiotics in kids right now? Has anything been shown to be effective?
I think there have been some studies showing reduced school, you know, missing school less if kids were sort of chronically given a probiotic, primarily due to respiratory infections. Again, there have been lots of studies done. Some have been positive. And so I'm not saying there isn't any possible benefit, but you know, the benefits are small. And, you know, you have to weigh that against, you know, essentially giving a kid a foreign substance every day when we don't have a whole lot of data on sort of long-term outcomes. We think it's probably safe, but, you know, we don't know. Maybe 20 years from now, it'll turn out that people taking this Lactobacillus rhamnosus daily for a year were more likely to develop diabetes or more likely to develop obesity. There's a lot about the gut and the, you know, sort of the whole interaction between gut bacteria and health that we don't fully understand yet.
It is also probably worth pointing out in my skeptical manner that this is an enormous industry and there is huge profits to be made. And so one has to proceed, you know, with skepticism. It doesn't mean that we discount it, but as you're suggesting, keep our eye on this. Okay. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.